Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Big win for the Lakers, 113-106, the final score over the Milwaukee Bucks. Michael Thompson said this could be a statement game for the Lakers early on in the season. Yes, it's only the 16th game of the year. Yes, you're 12-4, you got the best record in the NBA, and you're expected to go back-to-back this year. But what a great start to this season, especially coming off that loss to the Golden State Warriors, where it really had nothing to do with Lakers could have done better X's and O's or any of the box score stuff. Lakers just let one slip away, and they didn't pay attention for 48 minutes. But tonight, you knew the Lakers, you knew they were going to be on their game. Last season, if you guys remember, Lakers in Milwaukee lost to the Bucks, and this was just going to be a good barometer. Where are the Lakers? Where are they in comparison to? You've had a couple tests so far this year. You played the Clippers in the first game of the season. You have a loss against the Portland Trailblazers, the Spurs, and then, of course, the Golden State Warriors. But for the most part, Lakers have had a pretty soft schedule to start things off. And in this seven-game road trip that they got, this East Coast road trip that they have, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and the Boston Celtics are going to be the three tests. This might have been the toughest one. This one against the Milwaukee Bucks might have been the toughest one, and especially for a new Bucks team, 9-5 coming into this game. When I say a new Bucks team, you could just see how good Drew Holiday is and how much he contributes for to this squad. But I think with all this, you know, the one thing that I just want to take away from this victory for the Lakers, team effort, a lot of guys contributing. It just wasn't on LeBron James back and Anthony Davis. You had a few guys, you know, obviously key pieces to this. I don't want to waste any time. I want to throw it over to Anthony Davis. Lakers over the Bucks, 113-106. AD on the night, it was the AD versus Giannis game. AD, 18 points, two block shots, six assists and nine rebounds, 8 of 18 from the field. Let's get AD's thoughts on this win over the Bucks.
Hey, what's up, Anthony? You guys have been shooting the ball well all year, but 19 more threes tonight. What did you see as the key there and how you were able to get looks and knock them down and how much of a difference it made?
Just getting to the paint. You know, last game we had 18 paint touches in the first quarter and then 18 in the entire second half. And you know, when we get to the paint, we're able to finish or be able to kick out to our shooters and let them make some open threes. And tonight we was able to get into the paint, knowing this is a defense who protects the paint, you know, five guys in the paint, and you know, guys made the right pass.
You know, on the flip side, Milwaukee was able to score in the paint a lot tonight. I believe it was 58 points in the paint. Frank said that's been a focus in the last film session. What have you been seeing defensively, and how do you think that can get shored up a bit better?
We haven't been very good with our low man, which is, you know, our help side defense. You know, we're depending on guys to play one-on-one a lot, you know, containing their man. And you know, we're a defensive-minded team, you know. We rely on each other to help. You know, guys are good in this league. Guys are going to get beat. Guys are going to make tough shots, but we got to be able to help our teammates. And we're usually good around, you know, the three-point area, you know, three-point line, you know, above a break where we help guys out. But once they get in the paint, you know, that guy's supposed to be in rotation is haven't been there for us. And we missed it a couple times tonight as well. So, you know, we got to be better at that.
Bill Orme.
Hey, D. You know, so much was made last summer about LeBron finishing second to Giannis in MVP. Obviously, you also in DPOY. Did that add any motivation or juice to this matchup tonight for you guys?
No, that was last season. Honestly, no one, you know, had brought that up or talked about it. You know, our motivation was not losing two on the road tonight. And we were able to get that accomplished. I mean, you know, he's a great player. Great player on both sides of the ball. And, you know, he deserved him. You know, for us, we just try to go out there and win basketball games.
Well, Hey, D. It seemed like the team was trying to get you a lot of post ups in late in the game, and then you have three assists, I think, on three critical baskets in a little stretch in the fourth quarter. What was the adjustment for you, and how did you kind of adapt your mentality to how you're operating out of the post?
Right now, I'm so hard on myself, man. I think I suck right now. Man, I'm not making shots. I'm not making free throws. But I think tonight my aggressiveness, just being in the post and getting to the paint, allow guys to get open. And, I trust, my teammates, AC hit one for me. Brian hit one and Kenny hit one. And they're in the right spots where I want those guys when I have the ball in the post and was able to just make the read, with their guys doubling or collapsing to the paint when I get there. And was able to kick it out, and those guys made shots. So, I think just my aggressiveness tonight opened up the floor for everyone, and that's the only way I feel like I'm going to get out of this funk or whatever that I'm in. So I put a lot of pressure on myself to be a better basketball player each and every game, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Dave.
AD, whether it was explicit or not going into the game and you guys talking about the matchup with Giannis, when you look at the score sheet after the game, you see you hold the back-to-back MVP or not hold him. You contribute to him having 9 turnovers. Is there a level of satisfaction in terms of, I know you take pride in the defense, that you guys were able to have that type of effect on a guy you mentioned as a great player?
Yeah, I mean, it's team defense. Everyone, just not the guy on the ball. It's helping guard him. The league has created this, phrase, the Giannis wall, and because he's so good in transition, and you load up, he makes the right plays. And I think Wes kind of helped us out tonight, able to play with him last year. They gave us a little insight on the things that they like to run and they like to do. But it's a team defense. It's a team effort on everyone, who's on the other side of the ball. I think, myself, Marquise, Bron, Trey, Gardner, guys are just being physical and trying to limit his paint touches and, make other guys beat us. So I didn't know he had 9 turnovers, but that was a hell of a job for us defensively.
All right, we've got time for a couple more. Rachel Nichols.
Hey, AD, I'm doing a project asking guys what they remember about the first time they ever played against Kobe Bryant. So I don't know if it was your rookie year or preseason game, but the very first time you played against him on the court, what do you remember from that night?
The very first time in the NBA, I don't remember. I remember, I think it was either my first year or my second year. We were playing in New Orleans, and I think it was a team with Kobe, Dwight, and everything. And it's the year that I think Kobe actually against us, he tore something in his right shoulder. I want to say his labrum or something. And he was holding the shoulder after he went drove to the basket. And I'm like, man, something wrong with the shoulder. And I was on the bench and timeout, and he comes back into the game. And I'm like, man, he's tough. He's still gonna continue to play. And he comes down the very next play. They throw the ball to him in the post, and I think Dante Cunningham is guarding him. And, he takes 2 dribbles, and, does a shimmy and shoot the ball left-handed, and it goes in. And I just kind of, stared at him down the court and looked at the bench. And I was just amazed that, a guy who, is right-handed just comes in and say, okay, I'm just going to shoot left-handed and play left-handed. So that's one of my earliest memories in the league. Of Kobe.
Do you remember him saying anything to you, or were you too scared to say anything to him?
No, I didn't say anything. I was on the bench, and so the game kept going on, but I didn't say anything to him. I was just amazed that he would even attempt a shot like that.
Thanks, AD.
Yeah.
Last question, BT.
What's up, AD? Kenny was 7-for-10 from the field tonight, and he shot the ball exceptionally well. How confident does he appear to be right now? And when he's making a shot like that, how does that open the offense for you guys?
He's playing extremely well on both ends of the floor. His confidence is very high. We expect him to make shots. He expects himself to make shots, and we're finding him. You know, he takes excuse me. It's not COVID, guys. The air is a little dry out here. you know, he's a big time shot taker and a big time shot maker. And you know, when he got it going, we looked for him. We kind of got on him in the Golden State game about not taking the shot that was open for him late in the game, and he came out tonight and let it fly. So, you know, when he got it going like that, and guys are making shots, it opened up the paint for all our drivers and makes the game a lot easier for us.
All right, if there's one thing I love about AD is he's so critical about his own game, saying that he's got to not hitting enough shots, not making enough free throws, but AD did enough tonight. And we know we never got to worry about Anthony Davis on the defensive side. Anthony Davis tonight, 2 blocks and a steal. And I'm sure AD, like I mentioned, he'd be the first one to say he probably could have had a better game, but he had a lot of help tonight from guys like KCP and Montrezl Harrell. When we come back, we will get a chance to hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Lakers all over the Bucks, 113-106, the final score. LeBron still showing at age 36. He's still the best player in the world. 34 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds. More on this Lakers big win over the Bucks. Stay right here. Alan Sliwa, Pete's Out Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nobody guarded Lopez, and now Kuzma flies in and blocks his shot. Brook tries to take it to the rim, and now he gets it blocked again by LeBron. Lakers have it. 4 seconds to go. 3, 2. LeBron with 1. Tries to put it up. I think he was too late. He was. Quarter's over. Lakers lead by 5. 86-81, Los Angeles.
All right, 8 steals for the Lakers in this game, 8 blocks for the Lake Show, just 10 turnovers. So a very clean game for the Lakers. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. For more than 25 years, Adriana's Insurance has been the champion of savings. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. More options, no contracts, just savings. You know, a couple things that I mentioned here. Before we went to break, got a chance to listen to Anthony Davis. You know, obviously this is a big game against a really, really good, talented Milwaukee Bucks team. Lakers expected to win a game against Milwaukee, even though it's on the road. Yeah, probably Laker fans believe that, but I'm sure Milwaukee, especially last season, they handled the Lakers in Milwaukee. So this is one of the tough ones on the schedule. You took care of it. You got 6 more to go. And you're sitting at 8-0 on the road, 113-106. Let's take a listen to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, get his thoughts on the 7-point win over Milwaukee.
So on the game, Frank, so many threes, right? Second time that you guys have hit 19 threes. You mentioned that the spacing that you get with Mark coming in, it adds to that. But what was it tonight specifically that allowed that shot profile against the Bucks?
Well, again, taking what the defense gives you, they're a very good defensive team, in particular in guarding the paint. And if you try to force at the rim, they forced a lot of misses, you know, so you have to play paint to rate basketball. We did a good job of seeing the backside when we drew 3, 4, 5 defenders to the paint. And we rewarded great passing with shot confidence, in particular KCP, Bron in some instances. But that's you know, you have to take what the defense gives you. We have a ton of shooters on this team. And if we make the extra pass, we have a chance to get hot like we did tonight.
Frank, we've talked in recent days about the paint defense, and you said you wanted to focus a little bit more on the low man. AD mentioned that like the weak side help has to come a little better. But tonight, and then just in general, what are you seeing overall defensively this season, and where would you like to keep improving as Milwaukee got, what, almost 60 points in the paint tonight?
Yeah, I thought we slipped in the last 3-4 games, forgetting wins and losses with low man recognition, and making sure that we were really protecting the rim and committing to that part of our defense. And even though they got 60 points in the paint, that's what they do. They bring the threat of the 3-ball to attack the rim. But, you know, I don't know exactly how many, but I believe we took or attempted to take at least 10 charges tonight. And, you know, that's what we want. We want collisions at the rim. You know, hopefully that are charges or vert plays where we can get out on the break. But we made some big plays, you know, with regard to Giannis in particular. And, you know, when you take a few charges on a guy like that, hopefully he gets a little more hesitant, you know, attacking the rim. And you know, I thought he threw some of those out afterwards. That led to missed threes and, you know, helped us get on the break. So we did a better job with it tonight, but, you know, obviously they've still gotta keep improving.
Wow. Hey, Frank, you know, Milwaukee obviously was leading early in the first half and had a lot of points in the paint and transition opportunities. Did you feel like you guys had sort of adequate energy at the start of the game? And if not, what brought sort of the urgency or brought you guys into it?
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with our energy the whole night. You know, I think we had some plays offensively where we had poor balance, and we've had a couple games in a row in transition where you know, we're so focused on Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo that we're losing guys, you know, and that happened a ton tonight. We have to improve with that. We still have to make sure that, you know, we match up to everyone on the floor, in particular not letting guys get behind our defense. You know, just an area to clean up and hopefully learn from in a win.
Bill?
Hey, Frank. There was a play in the Warriors game the other night toward the end when KCP passed up an open three and it ended with LeBron traveling. Was that a play you guys highlighted after that game? And did you drill, you know, that into KCP to get more shots up?
I drilled it into our whole team. We had four or five of those possessions in the Golden State game. You know, that was one of the glaring ones because there was a reaction from LeBron. But, you know, Anthony passed up a shot. Dennis passed up a shot. I think there was three or four of those possessions, not just Kenny's play, that we were trying to overpass. And we were a little hesitant. And, you know, I think our whole group took that lesson and were very aggressive in those catch and shoot situations tonight. But more than anyone else, KCP, you know, and, you know, you take that play away, like the entire year, he's been a sniper on the backside, you know, so I'm not worried about that one play. This night tonight is really not a big anomaly for how he's been playing for us all year. And quite frankly, how he played for us in the playoff run last year. You know, he's a big part of the championship that we won. And, and he's off to a great start this year.
Dave?
Frank, a lot of times these games come fast and furious, but you had 2 days in between, or I guess 3 days, but 2 days without a game after the Golden State game to come into this one. Did it allow you to maybe set your defense specifically to this matchup? And if so, how do you feel like you executed, especially against Giannis?
We worked a lot on transition defense against Giannis yesterday in practice, and we were very poor with it. So we didn't do it as well as we needed to. But, you know, it's one of those things that you can try to simulate it in practice. It's just not the same as a guy like Giannis coming at you full speed. So, you know, we have to be better. But, you know, I think the break in the schedule benefited us more, you know, from a preparation standpoint and more from an ability to have fresher legs to extend LeBron and AD's minutes, which we, you know, have been being more responsible with when the games were coming more compact. You know, so to have those extra days between games allowed me to blow those guys out a little bit.
Dan?
Hey, Frank. Obviously, LeBron knows what he needs to do when you guys win. AD needs to know what he needs to do, but KCP seems like he is like as comfortable in a role. Like it just seems like he's found like bliss in that. What have you seen? How has that process worked out where he is just like, he just knows where he needs to go and knows what he needs to do and thrives in it?
It's one of the more rewarding things in coaching. You know, when you have a player that was basically, you know, not a fan favorite of the Laker Nation to start the season last year, came out of the gates a little bit slow. But when you see a guy that plays as hard as he does, that brings value, whether he's making shots or missing shots, guys like that earn minutes. You know, when they earn minutes, they get more comfortable. shooting the basketball, and he really had a remarkable growth year last year and has taken it to another level this year. He really does feel or appear to feel very comfortable in his role this year, and he's a big part of the early season with success that we've had so far.
Two more, Michael Duarte.
Yeah, hey, Frank. You guys got out-rebounded by Milwaukee. They had more fast break points. And those are categories that you usually win, but where you guys won this game, you know, at the three-point line with 19 threes, as previously mentioned, and points off the bench. Do you feel confident at this point with your roster and player personnel that you can win games in any way, in any fashion, that you just have the players to plug in to beat any team regarding how you match up?
Well, we have to be better. You know, we didn't play our best basketball game tonight. You know, we've had a lot of games this year where we have really suffocated other teams in terms of taking away their fast break and their offensive rebounding. We did a good job on a defensive glass tonight. They only had 5 offensive rebounds, but didn't get back well enough in transition. So, you know, we are a team that, you know, even if we don't perform well enough in one area, you know, can make up for it in other areas. And you know, I think we saw that tonight with some of our competitive spirit plays on the defensive end in the half court. In the second half, really the final three quarters, you know, they didn't score over 25 points in either of the final three quarters. And, you know, obviously the way we, you know, move the basketball and reward extra pass basketball with a night like tonight where we shot the ball really well. So we can make up for some things, but we have to be better.
Last question, Tony DeVille.
Hey, Coach, just wanted to ask, how good did it feel to get a win? And did it come in the part that this was the only time you'd be playing the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, with the shortened season? Just how important was it to be competitive against this team? They only playing once this season.
Well, we may see them in the second half of the season when the second part of the schedule comes out. But anytime you play one of the top teams in the league, and this is definitely one of the top teams in the NBA, you know, it's a little bit of a barometer. So it feels good to be able to come in to their house and get a W. But again, you know, we'll remove the result, focus on the areas that we can certainly be better than we were tonight, and you know, hopefully grow from this game.
I really do love that from Coach talking about KCP, highlighting that if you do look back, I mean, we remember last season when the season started, KCP was struggling. So to see him now really kind of churn things around over the last, I mean, listen, he was great in the bubble for the Lakers. He's been very consistent all season long, even though we're only 16 games in, and he's just in a really, really comfortable spot. 23 points for him, and he was picking up for some of the slack. Dennis Schroeder did not have a good game. He was 2-10 from the field. Kuzma only had 5. Montrez, 12 points. So he really did pick up for some of the other Lakers that that didn't have their shot going. 113-106, the final score. Coming up next, we'll hear from KCP. Get his thoughts on the game, get his thoughts on his personal performance, and the rest of this road trip. We appreciate you guys being a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
113-106, Lakers over the Milwaukee Bucks. Lakers 12-4 on the season, 8-0 on the road. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct, high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. All right, good thing the points in the paint does not determine the W. 58-32, Milwaukee. Dominated points in the paint. A lot of that coming from Giannis, Jrue Holiday getting in the paint as well. So give the Milwaukee Bucks credit on that front. But from a 3-point perspective, that's the difference of the game. Lakers hit 19 threes. Milwaukee came into this game 40% from the 3-point line. Lakers were 39%. Michael talked about it being a key to the game. Lakers shot 51% from the three. Speaking of somebody that, or speaking of a team
that was doing so well from the three-point line. A lot of that had to do with KCP. He goes 7-10 from the three-point line. Let's take a listen to KCP's thoughts on the Lakers' 113-106 win over the Bucks.
Hey, what's up, man? Your kind of journey to this point in your career is a wild one. One-year deals, not always on the best side with the fans and stuff like that in L.A. How gratifying is it to have found it seems like a sweet spot in terms of knowing your role and being able to just be super good at it? How did you get there, and how do you feel on the court right now?
Basically, just by staying the course. You know, I know I took a lot of one-year deals. You know, me and my team, you know, we discussed that to get the best possible position. And then once I was here, it was just all about just working around my teammates who's on the floor with me, where I need to find my spots and stuff like that. It's been a great just learning everybody.
To follow up on that, with when you play with stars like LeBron and AD, how hard is it to find, like, you know, I need to be here at this moment, or I need to be there at this moment? And what's that process like? And do you feel like you've mastered it at this point? Do you know where to go?
My time will be off sometimes. You know, sometimes I'm right on point, you know, when they either post it, you know, and then looking for, you know, the pass out. But sometimes it's just the flow of the game, you know, finding new sweet spots, you know, Mark might screen in from the baseline and just trying to find that open spot behind him. Just moving and not staying still where they'll be able to find me.
All right, let's go to Kyle Goon.
Hey, KCP, we were asking you in fun the other day about who's the better three-point shooter, you or Bron. When you and Bron are both having great games shooting like that, is that banter back and forth? Or are you competing with one another, your 7 to his 6?
No, we're not competing. I didn't even realize he had 6 threes. I didn't even realize I had 7. So there's no competition. You know, we Donna Scrape going hit some big threes. I hit one big three. You know, it's just playing the game, you know, to win, you know, not compete against each other.
Dave McMenamin.
Kenny, what do you see out of LeBron in a matchup like this when he's going against, or your team's going against Giannis Antetokounmpo? Is there anything extra from him?
Nothing extra. You know, he had a lot of energy today to even start the game, you know, just coming into the locker room at that. But we already knew what time it was. We on the road, and we know we already don't want to lose 2 in a row. You know, we pride on that. So we already knew what type of energy he was going to come out with, and also, like, the whole team. We already know.
All right, let's go to Christian Reeves.
Hey, KCP. You've used the word confidence to describe your play a lot this season, and I was just wondering where that confidence stems from. Is it your play last season? Is it just seeing shots starting to fall, or is it you know, the confidence in the work you put in the brief offseason you guys had?
I would say, you know, just the confidence in the work I put in. You know, I know where my shot's going to come from, you know, where I need to be to even get them shots. And just being in a great rhythm, you know, every game, you know, try not to, you know, worry about, you know, missing shots, you know, not even shooting the ball. I had 2 shots. But 3 shots last game against Golden State. So, I mean, that didn't try not to let that, you know, mess with my mind that I'm not getting shots, you know, but I know they're going to come. Just being ready to shoot, you know, and stay in a good rhythm.
Okay, let's go back to Dan.
KCP, what was it like to see those shots on film, those like, open looks in that Golden State game? And when you see that, and you're like, oh, like, what's it like when you see those looks and you don't take them?
I mean, just like you said, this is like a mistake. And I should have shot it. But, I mean, looking at film, I, you know, some shots, they might be closing out where you still can shoot it. But you looking at them closing out on you, and you want to make the extra pass. But, you know, just just being shot ready, you know, and if they do close out, making the extra pass, you know, I was just kind of caught in between one or the other. So I just kind of gave the ball up.
All right, we have time for a couple more. Let's go to Yovan.
Hey, KCP, I'm curious, your guys' three-point shooting has been so much better this season, and how much of that do you feel like is the personnel and some of the changes you guys have made with the roster versus just maybe making it more of an emphasis this season within the offense?
It's a little bit of change. You know, we added West, you know, was a great piece to add. You know, he's knocking down threes. Excuse me. Cools, you know, he's very confident in shooting the ball this year. You know, AC, everybody's, you know, just comfortable. You know, they know when the shots are coming. You know, they know just being in a good rhythm, you know, and just staying the course, not with really worried about getting shots, but knowing they're going to come.
All right, that's KCP right there. You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, Lakers over the Bucks, 113-106. When we come back, the King, LBJ, addressing the media. We'll get a chance to hear his thoughts on the win, and we'll also take a quick look at the Lakers' upcoming road trip. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
All right, a couple quick reminders here. Next game for the Lakers this Saturday. There has been some game times that have changed. So 4:30 will be tip-off on Saturday versus the Chicago Bulls. Tip-off will be at 6 p.m. Pre-game 4:30, tip-off 6 o'clock. And also a reminder, the Scott Kaplan Show coming up next. So make sure you stay right here till 10 p.m. So he'll be happy to take your calls, talk some NFL football this weekend. But before we go any further, we got to hear from LBJ. 13 to 25 from the field, 38 minutes, 6 3-pointers. Between him and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, they were 13 of 20 from the three-point line. What a ridiculous stat. LBJ with 34 points. Here's LeBron James on the Lakers' win over the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hey, LeBron, after the 6 threes for you tonight, you're around 40% from three. You got KCP and Caruso in the mid-50s. How have you guys evolved as a shooting team from last season and even just in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, I just think it's all part of chemistry and knowing your teammates, knowing where your teammates are going to be on the floor, you know, and that comes with games played. It comes with minutes on the floor. It comes with film sessions and things of that nature. When you start getting comfortable with your teammates, you know where guys are going to be and you know where the shots is going to be taken from or where they're going to come from. So it's all about the chemistry on the floor.
A bigger picture question. There was a widely publicized interview Giannis did in Greece where he said LeBron's the best player in the world. You know, didn't care who, doesn't matter who the MVP is right now. I know you keep the main thing, but does that hit you a certain way? Just that kind of respect from a peer in that sense?
Well, anytime you're respected by your peers, it always means something. And, you know, to be respected by a guy in our league that's been so dominant over the last few years, obviously representing the MVP trophy over the last couple of years, and just what he does both on the floor and off the floor is very, very well received and very humbling as well. You know, for me, I just go out there and just try to, you know, implement the game in all facets of the game, both offensively and defensively, for my team in position to be successful and then live with the results. So, you know, that guy is damn good himself.
Dave? So, LeBron, clearly there's mutual respect. Is there any satisfaction in having success against Giannis? You're now 16-5. Your teams are 16-5 in your career against him, and he's 10 years younger than you, and he's the back-to-back MVP, yet you know, you're still able to find success.
Nah. I think you know me. I think all you guys know me. It's never been about individual. You know, it's all about the team success, and that's all that matters. I can care less about that. I just try to play well and help our team win versus any opponent, and that's what it's all about.
Bill?
LeBron,
you know, last year in the bubble, you said that the kind of the way the MVP vote pissed you off. I'm curious, you know, how did that anger stick with you at all? I mean, did you carry that into this season in any way? And how does it make you feel about the matchup with Giannis? And did it motivate you at all coming into this one?
No, I just think we didn't like the way we played, you know, finished the game off in the second half versus Golden State. And, you know, that sat with us for a couple of days. So we knew it was going to be a tough environment coming here, playing against a very, very good team, a team that's been on the top of the league or top of the East in standings and just been doing so many great things over the last couple of years. And obviously, you know, with their three All-Stars now, you can throw Drew in there. We know it's going to be very competitive, and we know it's going to be very challenging for us. So it was our job to just come out and try to implement our style to the game. And for me personally, to do everything it needs to be done on the floor, both offensively and defensively, to help us win this game. So, you know, you live with the results after that.
Kyle?
Hey, AD has told us that you're one of the guys who's really helped him kind of expand his passing vision and understanding for how he can affect the game that way. Tonight, he has three straight assists at a critical stretch in the fourth quarter. What are you seeing from AD that you really that signals to you that he's really making strides as a passer?
I believe, you know, him being in New Orleans, a lot of people either didn't watch their games or just wasn't paying attention to the level of talent Anthony Davis was, and he got an opportunity to see a lot of one-on-one coverages, either because they didn't want him to allow his teammates to get off and they felt like he was going to always get his. But I felt like, you know, since he's been here, he's so damn good that I knew eventually he's going to see a lot of double teams. A lot of teams are not going to allow him just to play one-on-one because it's not one one-on-one matchup that he can't exploit. So, you know, him, you know, me just being able to be a voice with him and seeing double teams throughout my whole career, either in the low post or out on the perimeter, just being able to see the second side of defenses, and he's continued to grow every single game, every single film session. We kind of break those things down, what he sees on the floor. And, you know, tonight was another example of him just seeing the other side of the floor and putting the ball on time, on target, and guys knocking it down.
BT?
What's up, Brian?
What's up, BT?
Hey, how much is the game slowing down for KCP? And do you guys plan on going to the White House now with the new administration there?
Well, KCP, he knows what he's out on the floor for us. That's to spread the floor. That's to give us a lot of energy and to defend. And we want KCP, when he's open, we want him to shoot it. When he's guarded closely, we want him to still shoot. If he just shoot the ball, he's so good. I mean, he's so good for our ball club. He gives us another dynamic that just gives us energy. Everyone gives energy, and we love when he's taking and making shots, but we love when he's just aggressive, just being himself. So, you know, that's big time. To answer your second question, I don't think we've had any conversations, you know, with our team, or I have no idea. You know, with all the, you know, COVID rules and the restrictions and everything that's going on with our league, I'm not even sure if we're even allowed to even go. You know, it'd be great, but I have no idea what we can even do right now besides hotel, arena, and home. So I have no idea.
Last two, Mark Medina.
Hey, LeBron, given all the moving parts to open this season with the protocols and the returning talent, but new pieces and the quick turnaround, how did you kind of expect the first month to play out, and how have you seen that thus far?
I didn't really put how I expected the first month to play out. I wanted just to see and live in the moment, and I knew it was going to be a little challenging just to get back restarted after the super, super duper short layoff. Or off season, if you want to call it, and then us adding four new guys to our roster, and us implementing another guy into our rotation, and you know, just you know, I just wanted to kind of see, you know, and you know, it was just challenging. It was something that we've never done before. I've never done before. I've had short off seasons, but nothing as short as this one. So just wanted to see how we were going to play and get the new guys you know, acclimated to what we do as a culture, both on the floor and off the floor. And, you know, I would say, you know, we're doing some good things, and we want to just continue to build off of that.
Last one, Rachel.
Hey, LeBron. I don't know if you remember Monday night, the video cut off on us, so I've been waiting 4 days for this answer. I know it's going to be really, really good. But I had asked you what you remember specifically from the very first time you played against Kobe Bryant when you were just a little puppy.
I was just in awe. It's a guy who, along with a lot of other guys, was on my wall that I would tape on my wall when I lived in Spring Hill in apartment 602. He was on my wall, and he had a lot. He had a nice collage in my wall, on my wall. It's a guy who decided to make the jump from high school to the NBA. So it was someone that I kind of, you know, I was thinking about doing that at one point in my junior year, and then really stopped thinking about it. But I kind of, okay, if Kobe's done it, it's someone I could probably hopefully learn from one day, and, you know, along with KG and T-Mac. But just being out on the floor with him, you know, if you remember it, God gave me a pair of his shoes when I was a junior in high school, and to be able to share the floor with him was like a, you know, for any kid that has aspirations or has inspiring moments from someone, it's just like a sense of awe, of the grace that he played the game with and the passion that he played the game with, and the determination to go out and just dominate you was something that that I loved, something that I was like, I can pick up from that. It's not much dialogue at all. As you guys know, Kobe, he's not on the floor to talk to anybody. He's out there to kill you. He's out there to dethrone you. He's out there to really stranglehold you. And, you know, you'd be able to take away from that. But it was just an awe moment. It was something that I would never, ever forget. And to be able to grace the floor with someone that played the game with so much grace.
Was there any time where he went up the floor and you just were kind of dazzled by a move he made, or you went up against him one-on-one?
I mean, if I could, I'm so old now, Rachel, for you to try to ask me something that happened 18 years ago. I could tell you what bottle of wine I had last night, but 18 years ago, it's a little bit challenging, but I could sit here and say that absolutely, it definitely happened. When it happened, was I on defense, was I on offense? I have no idea, but oh, it definitely happened for sure. It was a couple guys that when you was on the floor with it for the first time, and it was Kobe, it was AI, and it was T-Mac. It was those three guys that you was just like, wow, I made it. I'm here with these guys, and I can't believe it. So, yep.
All right, that's LeBron James right there. I'm sure all of us can sit as many Kobe stories as a guy like LeBron has. Certainly interesting, let's put it that way. Lakers over the Bucks, 113-106, the final score. Next up for the Lakers, the Chicago Bulls, Saturday, pregame show at 4:30, tip-off at 6 o'clock. Lakers will play Zach LaVine and the Bulls. Coming up next, Scott Kaplan and the Scott Kaplan Show. He'll take your phone calls, talk about this Lakers win, probably hit on these big games coming up this weekend in the NFL. So all that coming up next. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm Alan Sliwa, and this is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.